You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. As we all know, mental health affects physical health and vice versa, but during a recession and cost of living crisis and the trending of hustle culture and the age-old keeping up with the Joneses, what are the negative effects of financial insecurity or one's perception of their financial status and comparing it to others? A recent study highlighted the correlations between economic inequality and insecurity and also well-being and the negative impacts on one's well-being. I spoke to Dr. Brian Don from the University of Auckland about this study. What does this recent study about the correlation between poor health and feeling economically deprived show that previous studies haven't?
So this study really focuses on emotional and social wellness and how economic inequality or perceptions of economic inequality can undermine emotional and social wellness. And so what we found is that in a nationally representative study of New Zealanders that occurred across the course of 8 years, people who felt that they were less well off economically than others tend to experience across the course of time decrements in their feelings of belonging, their feelings of meaning in life, and their feelings of gratitude. And that especially for belonging, this was then associated with subsequent decrement in their feelings of self-rated physical health. So this is really critically important because prior research has tended to focus on sort of maladaptive emotional and outcomes, such as like stress. But what our argument was is that perceptions of economic inequality don't just influence things like stress and maladaptive emotional outcomes, but it actually undermines the good parts of life, things like belonging and meaning and gratitude. And so that's really the unique contribution of this research.
And which groups do you think are most affected by this?
We know that relative deprivation, or the perceptions that one is economically less well off than others, is especially relevant to those who are less economically well off and to ethnic minorities, people who are generally tend to be less well off than others. But anyone who perceives themselves to be less well off than others is going to be affected by this. But it is, of course, those people who are disadvantaged as compared to others in society who are going to be more affected by this. So it's those folks who are experiencing a hard time economically who are going to be most affected by this.
And how do you think that economic crises such as the recent recession or cost of living crisis have contributed to this?
Well, this has played a huge role, and I think that this is a big reason why we conducted this research, is that, you know, globally and in New Zealand in particular, income inequality has been increasing. And so the perception across society that people are feeling that economically things are less fair, that the gap between the rich and poor is becoming larger, has been exacerbated by things like COVID, between recessions. And so I think all of this plays a particularly strong role in sort of perceptions that things are less economically fair, and therefore it's kind of undermining the emotional and social good parts of life, things like belonging and meaning and gratitude.
I noticed how you mentioned that it was mostly one's perception of their own financial security. Do you think that this affects those who are also quite well off?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. And so fundamentally what this is about social comparison. And so while I think that those who are financially well off generally tend to do better in terms of their feelings of relative deprivation, I do think that some people who are financially well off still can become sort of prey to the temptation to compare oneself economically to other people, and therefore feel like they are economically less well off because A lot of this is just about who are we comparing ourselves to. And so while this is absolutely more relevant for folks who are hard done by, you know, in terms of society and in terms of their economic experience, ultimately this is a social comparison process, and it can affect folks at higher income brackets as well.
What do you think this study shows about modern society?
I think it shows that, you know, modern society is really changing, and that we need to do everything we can to create a more equitable society where people don't feel so economically sort of hard done by, but that also people just sort of naturally tend to compare themselves to others. And we should really do our best to try to create a place that is less sort of comparative and maybe more prone to creating things like belonging, meaning, and gratitude.
That was Dr. Brian Don on how economic insecurity can negatively impact our well-being.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.